Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
All right, we are back. It is hour number two, 6 minutes after the hour, and I want to make sure I've got the right mics on. Everything is ready to go for hour number two. Kara's last name again, Tiger, for those that are tuning in or like me and didn't want to botch it.
Carl Lamorato.
Lamorato, okay.
Yeah.
And that was some interesting, got a lot of interesting comments, and a good idea for people. Hey, let's face it, in this day and age, people don't want to spend a ton of money for weddings, and that was a good way, a lot of helpful hints on how to do something different, fun, whether it's in a barn or at home again. Yeah. So
people used to spend more on weddings because they lasted longer. So
the marriage lasted longer.
Yeah, nowadays you don't want to.
Is what you're saying? That
you don't want to waste money for something that's,
you know. Of course, well, you know. Did you spend a lot of money in your wedding? Because if you did, you got your money's worth. You've been married 40 years.
46.
46 years.
Yeah, I think my might be 44. It's somewhere around there. But I'm trying to think. I think my wife's wedding dress was $300.
Okay, today's rate that'd be like maybe $1,200.
You know what? It might have been $90.
Okay.
I can't remember. $90.
A little different.
Well, I know $90 was how much we paid in rent for the first place we lived. It was $90 a month.
Wow.
But it was a trailer. And you had to walk through the bathroom to get to the bedroom.
Interesting. Well, you know what?
We weren't there. That is an interesting layout.
We were only there for a few months.
Well, remember, she was only 15 when they got married.
No. Come on.
Well, it's young. All I know is 16 and you were 20 or something. Or
she was 16 when we were engaged.
Okay.
She was 18 when we were married.
Now, see, they had a shotgun wedding. But in this case, it was her father with
father
a shotgun.
With a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you met her when you were 16, so you've been together for a long time. And so what I'm trying to say is if you did spend a lot of money in your wedding, you got your money's worth, John. So good job.
Yeah, I don't think we did, though. But we did have even though her family's Finnish, we had an Italian wedding and rented a hall.
Now,
and
I know Italian wedding, I think of the mafia, right? This is different. Because I know mafia.
You stereotype it, Brian.
They give you money. Everyone comes by and they just hand you. Maybe I'm thinking of Goodfellas or something like that. But what is an Italian wedding?
His Italian wedding is based on movies that he's seen.
Yeah, exactly. So what is a basic Italian wedding? Because I really don't know.
Well, there's lots to drink and lots to eat.
Okay.
So usually have
food and wine. A lot of food and wine.
Yeah. Right. And then music. Dancing.
You don't break plates. That's the Greek wedding, right?
Yeah.
Where they break the plates?
My nephew's having a Greek wedding.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to get married in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we were talking about my sister's two kids, and the daughter, my niece, we were talking about that's getting married in 2019. The reason she's waiting so long is her brother's getting married in 2018.
Oh.
So she didn't want to rain on his parade or upstage him. So they're going to get married in Michigan, and we'll probably go out there for the wedding, but then he's going to go to Greece, and he's going to get married over there.
Oh, really? Do the real deal?
Yeah, because his wife's family is all in Greece. So that'll be interesting. But we're not doing the Greek wedding, because the Greek wedding's only a couple weeks after we go to England.
England, right. Okay, and so that's a lot of traveling.
Right. Yeah, well, there's still time to sign up for that, too, our
Garden
Tour in England.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Go to GardenAmerica.com, and on the homepage is where you'll find the itinerary.
Well, a link to the itinerary.
Link to the itinerary.
Just click on that, and you can find out what we're going to do day by day. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you are into gardening at all, you definitely want to see what we're going to be doing in England. And
if
it's
you
not
like things that are green, too, obviously.
It's not a traditional. Usually when you think of going to England, you think of spending all your time in London or around London. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there for the Hampton Court Flower Show, which is one of the world's largest flower shows. So that'll be really exciting. I think that's 1st or 2nd of July that we'll be there. But after that, we go right out to the Cotswolds. And
heading north, going north, people, right?
Is it north?
North. Northwest, north, yeah.
Northwest.
It is north, yeah.
I think it's
so.
Northwest.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you think of English cottages with thatched roofs, that's the Cotswolds.
And you're probably going to say to yourself, my, how quaint, it would be so nice to live here.
You know, the first time we went to England, our tour guide told us, don't worry if you're out for a walk and you get lost, because eventually you'll run into a pub and they can tell you where to go. And that actually happened to us. We got lost with actually Chuck and Rochelle.
Okay.
And Rochelle reminded us, you know, just keep walking, we'll run into a pub. And we did, after about half an hour, walked into a pub.
And they gave you directions.
And they told us where we were.
Pubs everywhere, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Warm beer, though.
Yeah. What's your idea of warm beer?
It's probably cold there, right?
Yeah, I mean,
is it cold? Is it the same temperature?
Not in the summer.
Not in the summer, and they still have warm beer in the summer?
Yeah, but in the summertime, warm for them is like, what, 75 degrees? It doesn't get that hot, does it?
It can get up into the 80s and 90s, but not, that would be like unusual.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a warm beer, a room temperature beer, not warm.
You know what, if you had no choice,
cold,
you would drink it.
I don't know.
You would drink it.
Americans are obsessed with, I think we talked about this last week, obsessed with ice.
Yeah.
And Europeans, not so much.
No.
Even soft drinks, you have to ask for ice if you want ice in your soft drinks over there, at least, you know, depending on the country. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever you want to talk about, Tiger.
I was going
to
say, well, if we were done talking about the England trip, I had a question that came over via social media this week about some plants, and I wanted to answer it. And
sure.
What it was there was a listener that planted in California Native Garden about 6 months ago, and they were watering it with the MP Rotator sprinklers. So those are the sprinklers that are on a normal pop-up sprinkler head, but rather than spraying what would we call a fan of water, they are almost fingers of water that spray. So it's a much lower flow sprinkler, but it tends to be a little bit more efficient because it gets absorbed into soil a little bit better. You have to run them for longer, but they're an efficient way to irrigate. And the native gardens have a tendency to like that. And it was heavily mulched, and the garden was doing well for 6 months, perfectly fine, and then randomly one or two plants started dying within a week and a half, 2 weeks, and half the plant would die, and then the next week the rest of the plant would die. I feel maybe the mulch and the watering going into this time of year was maybe too heavy, and the plants rotted out, especially if it's just one or two random plants. What can sometimes happen is, depending on where you plant it, that area can retain more moisture in the soil than other areas of the garden, and sometimes mulching will bring the mulch right up to the base of a plant, and a lot of natives do not like a lot of mulch right up to the base, and they'll rot out. So do you have any other ideas on that, John? I mean, you know, if you're just having one or two sporadic plants die after 6 or 8 months in a native garden, that's probably overwatering.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Root rot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And that was probably the exact wrong time to plant native plants, too.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, because You usually think of native plants as being drought tolerant, and they're drought tolerant when they're established, but no plants are drought tolerant as soon as they go in the ground. So we usually recommend planting native plants this time of year, or even earlier in the fall, so that they can become established over the winter months. But then also the thing you have to watch with native plants is the type of soil that they're going into, because if it's a heavy clay, that really holds a lot of water. So then they're really going to be more susceptible to root rot, and especially when you get clay and heat together, because you've got hot, humid conditions and perfect conditions for disease-causing organisms. And in clay soil, you don't have oxygen, and so you get the anaerobic bacteria, which are the disease-causing organisms. That's why it's always important to get as much oxygen in the soil as possible.
And then I think that one of the things people need to consider, too, is, like you said, the wrong time of year to plant something, also because you're watering it to get it established.
When it may need to be dormant?
When it may need to be dormant.
Yeah.
Or you need to make sure during the time of year to stop watering it.
Right.
When it doesn't need as much water, because then you can start overwatering.
Sure.
As well. So yeah, I think that it was a watering issue over on that as far as
you know
the
what
plants
people
go.
Tend to think that you know, the first thing you do, you got to water.
Yeah.
We've had as many people, you know, have less success because they overwater.
Right.
You know, certain plants. And
right.
You really have to, and basically, look at the soil. Stick your finger in the soil. I mean, you can tell if a plant, for the most part, needs water.
Yeah.
But I think we've had a lot of people call and have plants die because they've overwatered.
And aside from shutting off the water, any other corrective measures you think? Because you don't want to fertilize this time of year, per se, right?
John's going to think about that after the break. How about that?
I'm going to think about it during the break.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. Thank
I'll
you for being
comment
there.
Comment on it after the break,
okay.
Maybe.
Say that again. I'm confused.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Back here on Garden America, thank you so much for tuning in. Facebook Live, love seeing you. We love to be seen also, obviously, on BizTalk Radio. john@gardenamerica.com, questions, comments, whatever direction you want to go in this morning, you can also post your questions and comments right there on Facebook Live. So go ahead, John.
Before the break, we were talking about the native plants dying, and I was talking about if you're overwatering a plant, and this is kind of a general thing. If you're overwatering a plant, you obviously know it. You know, the first step is to let the plant dry out. You want to make sure all that soil gets the opportunity to dry out, whether it's in a pot or whether it's in the ground. But then there's this fine balance you have to have, because you want the soil to dry out, but then you don't want the plant to dry out. And sometimes when it comes to overwatering, it's because the soil is staying wet, like we talked about with clay soil, or maybe right, a potting soil that isn't the best of quality for draining. And there's a difference between the soil drying out and the plant drying out. And so is there anything else that you can think that somebody would want to do with a plant that's being overwatered besides allowing it to dry out?
Well, the most important thing, and we'll mention it again because you can't overemphasize it, is oxygen. Because plants don't rot because they're overwatered.
Lack of oxygen.
It's lack of oxygen, because think about when it rains.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's oxygen within those raindrops, right?
Yeah, the raindrops have oxygen in them. So you can have plants that are totally flooded and sitting in a pool of water for a week or so, and they're fine. They don't rot. Or even in really extreme cases, like we talked about the rose.
The rose from the flood.
Yeah, from New Orleans
that survived.
Under, you know, 12 feet of seawater for about a month, and it ended up surviving.
So within the soil itself, you have to have something in there that would allow the oxygen to flow through there, right?
Right, because water doesn't rot the roots. What rots the roots is bacteria.
Right.
You know, disease-causing organisms usually. And those are all organisms that live in the absence of oxygen.
So you need good bacteria.
Right. And the only way to get the good bacteria is to have oxygen for them to breathe.
And that automatically dismisses the bad bacteria?
I picture
a little war going on.
Yeah, you know. It's true. If the environment is correct for the anaerobes versus the aerobes,
right?
The aerobic bacteria will always win out.
Okay,
and that's why if you're spraying, soil soup products, you know,
the worm teas and things like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah, but only the activated ones, you know, the ones that have the oxygen pumped through them. Mm-hmm. If you're spraying plants and you're spraying that on the leaves of plants, like that's why it'll wipe out mildew on a plant, because the aerobic bacteria are the good guys, and they'll just wipe out all the bad guys, bad fungi and bacteria.
So if you were trying to introduce oxygen into a garden bed.
That was already established.
Yeah. then
you need to aerate the soil, right?
A soil suit product, something like that could be a good thing.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide also is a good product.
Yeah.
You dilute it down and.
Yeah,
Juju juice?
Juju juice.
What was that one?
No, that was. He's right. What was it?
It was Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Right.
That has got to be the funniest thing I've ever heard. Kickapoo Joy
Juice. You should listen to the show more often.
No, but I'm saying, can you imagine if you're at a party, you're about an hour into the party, and people are getting kind of happy, a little buzzed, and say, hey, everyone, Tiger's going to bring out some Kickapoo Joy Juice. You're going to get some strange reaction. But anyway,
that's not even legal in every state, I don't think.
So back to adding oxygen to the soil.
Yeah, I was going to say a gardening tip is that if you just Google hydrogen peroxide for plants, you'll go to the hydrogen peroxide and it tells you how to mix it up and how to use it around your plants. But do you remember the product that used to be out called Oxygen Plus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was urea oxide,
right,
where hydrogen peroxide is obviously H2O2. But the same type of thing is gets added to the water or to the soil. It breaks down and gives off oxygen. And Oxygen Plus worked that way, and hydrogen peroxide, which obviously is much, much cheaper, works the exact same way. So that's one way. And another way would be like John and Bob's Penetrate, which has got a yucca extract in it that goes through, if you have clay soils, and physically loosens the clay.
It breaks it up, but it also adds oxygen at the same time?
Well, as soon as the clay particles can separate,
you have room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it kind of pulls the air into the soil, and you get oxygen that way.
Okay.
Because that's the problem with clay, is they're really tiny particles that are bound really close together, and there's no room for air to get in.
Rick has a question on Facebook about the best time to plant bulbs. When is the best time to plant bulbs?
Depends on the bulb.
It does depend on that, right? Because it's got to be cold, and if you live in a climate that's warm, you've got to put them in the refrigerator.
Oh, you're going in a whole different direction than me. I was going to say, like, any time from 1 to 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I try to be serious sometimes. But, kind of a general question about bulbs, right?
Yeah, it does depend on the type of bulbs. Now, Rick is up in Oregon now.
Right.
So if he wants to plant spring flowering bulbs, now's the time to get all those in. If you're in warm areas, like Southern California, you probably want to wait another couple weeks on tulips, Dutch bulbs, let's put it that way, tulips, hyacinths, crocus, because they require cooler weathers, and they have to be refrigerated. Up in Oregon, you don't have to refrigerate
your
bulbs.
No, it's cold
because it gets cold enough during the winter.
Whenever I think of bulbs, I think of tulips immediately.
Really?
And how many?
I always think of paper whites immediately whenever I think of bulbs.
How many different kinds of bulbs are there?
Are we
getting into hundreds of thousands, or
I don't know about hundreds of thousands, definitely tens of thousands.
I mean, people think of seeds first, but then bulbs, tens of thousands.
Paperwhite, are you guys still selling paperwhite narcissus? Because everybody wants to have those for the holidays. Now's the time to get those in.
Yeah.
And you also need to get your vodka for those, right?
Standing up straight.
What about your rums and your...
just the vodka.
Just the vodka. Okay.
Yeah, what it does is keeps the leaves short, because if you've had experience starting paper whites indoors, they all grow really quick, and then they get really tall, lanky, floppy, and they fall out of the pot.
Yep.
Because usually you're just growing them in rocks with water. So if you use the vodka treatment, it'll keep those stems short, and the like Tiger says, the flowers stand upright, don't fall over.
They don't flop over. And also,
do you guys sell vodka at your store?
A little vodka section, right?
I need to get some of those little bottles and sell them alongside
on the airplane.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Does Tiger know the story about how Sharon used to use Viagra?
Yeah.
You know about that, right?
Yeah, I remember that, yep.
We're going to stay out of this conversation.
Well, for those that are just tuning in, people like to put, aspirin, and she would put the Viagra within the soil, right? Just kind of under the soil there, and it would help. No, that's not right.
Not even close.
What did she do?
It was for cut roses, and it was the result. She tried it because of an experiment that was done in Israel. And
well, I'm going to try it my way and see what happens.
You know what? If you take a video of that, we can post it on Facebook.
Let's hope they keep it up there. All right, it is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Questions, comments, Facebook Live, or John at GardenAmerica.com on this crazy Saturday.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3? A pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America at 35 minutes after the hour before the break, talking about bulbs, answering a couple of Rick's questions, when's the best time, what kind of bulbs, et cetera, et cetera. And you were on a little bulb tear there for a while there, Tiger.
Well, I think when we left off, we were talking a little bit about other bulbs. We were talking about holiday bulbs.
Holiday bulbs, right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned, now's the time to plant Dutch bulbs, and I just realized that not everybody knows what Dutch bulbs are.
We talked about tulips in Holland.
But tulips and hyacinths, I think, are the first things that come to mind. But then there's also crocus, daffodils, narcissus. Tiger mentioned forcing paper whites. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that people are forcing this time of year is amaryllis.
Yeah, and you brought up the neat concept that is, I guess, all popular right now. I didn't know about it. Was putting a wax coat on the amaryllis bulb and just letting it grow straight from the bulb. No roots, no soil, no water needed. You can just have the plant grow because all
on your kitchen counter.
Yeah, and bulbs, really? bulbs, all bulbs more or less have what they need for their first year within the seed.
True bulbs.
You know, true bulbs. Yeah. So it's completely reasonable idea to do this, and they've done some decorating. We saw some with glitter on them, different colored wax, and it's kind of a neat idea. I think that it's kind of.
Here we go. I can tell.
It's kind of a millennial thing to do where, hey, take this plant, put it on your counter, and just ignore it for a month.
And watch it bloom.
And then kill it and start over again.
Now, I know next year in 2018, your nursery, Mission Hills Nursery, you're going to all LED bulbs, right?
Yeah.
I saw on the internet was a link to a garden website, and the title of the listing there was the horror that is wax encased bulbs. So I guess you know, purists aren't going to like
the idea. No, exactly. Like any new idea when you change things like that,
right?
But that would be a good experience. That would be fun to do. See what happens.
I'm kind of like torn in there because I mean we've been forcing paper whites for a long time, and there's really nothing you can do with the paper white after you've forced it. So it is kind of a trash plant, but.
You really shouldn't force plants to do anything.
Really? Yeah. I hear the word force them. We got to force them to do this and them to do that.
Going
to
go out there with hedge trimmers, make them grow this way. Just to go a little bit further on how a bulb is a complete plant, I think we've talked about this before, but if you took a tulip bulb, it's so complete that if you slice it longitudinally.
So you can look at it inside?
Yeah, so you have two halves.
Right.
You will see the tulip flower inside the bulb.
Already. It's like looking at a little fetus.
Exactly. It's there. And we used to, I think I told you this when years and years ago when I worked at Frank's Nursery in Michigan, we would take some of those bulbs and we would put two colors together and we try to cut them and match up get the exact same size bulb and then match them together, you
to
know,
see
and
what
then,
would happen to come up with a different
and then if the bulb would heal that the flower stem would come up and you'd have one side would be one color, the other side the other
did
color.
It work?
It did, but maybe like 25% of the time.
That's a little Frankensteinish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fun. We always had a lot of leftover bulbs.
That does sound like fun. And you know what? I think it's I think just opening up the bulb or slicing it and looking at that little inside there, because it's all, there's the template.
Perfect.
It's ready to go. It's a design.
It's exactly ready to go. It's only true bulbs that you can do that on. You will not see that on things that we call bulbs that scientifically are not bulbs, like a gladiolus is a corm, or crocus is a corm. So you wouldn't see that in there.
Do you like taking this class every Saturday?
Exactly.
He did until he got homework.
He's got to write that paper.
That's right.
And, do you have any questions?
Well,
go ahead.
Patty just came across right now and said, if the wax was too warm, would it damage the bulb?
And that's an excellent point, because it would.
Yeah, so it's got to be that fine medium between molten wax and just kind of a wax that you could use as a dipping wax.
And the ones that we're talking about are commercially done.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've been done at the proper temperature, and I was looking online. Somebody even said that they just went to their local Lowe's in Florida and bought them. So I don't know if Lowe's all over the country has them. It just happened to be the one in Florida. But apparently this is a phenomenon that started in Europe. And the Europeans became really infatuated with this. And now they're doing them. Originally, I think they came out as just red wax covering the bulb, and now they're all different colors of wax, and like Tiger said, there's glitter on them.
The same people that think of the blue glitter poinsettia or the blue glitter orchid.
The blue glitter. Do you have your poinsettias in yet?
No, not yet. It's not even Thanksgiving.
You know what? Thank you. Now, wait a minute. This is a good point, okay? A millennial way of thinking, and he agrees. In September, Walmart had Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Okay, and everything on TV now is holiday, Christmas, I mean, already. Used to be, after Thanksgiving, you get into Christmas. But I'm glad that you agree that it's a little too early. I mean, it's all about money. It's all about pushing product. It's just like, come on. So, I'm wondering
but
why...
But you got to look at it from the retailer's point of view,
I know exactly
it's
what
like
you're thinking.
You can't... The day after Thanksgiving, you can't automatically be set up ready to go for Christmas.
I understand. Mid-November is
I mean,
would
it
be
takes
fine.
A long time to set
up. But I mean, in October and September, that's a little much.
And, you know, I'm in the process of possibly moving, buying a new house.
Right.
So it's funny, though, because we could be moving in a week or two, and I'm looking for new items, but they're already the early Black Friday deals.
Yep.
And I mean, they're saying, oh, no, Black Friday no more. It's going to be Black November.
Black November.
Where you can have deals kind of a thing.
Yeah. And
that's outrageous.
I get it. But now, so when would you traditionally get your poinsettias in and start selling them?
We get in Christmas trees the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because there are some places that like to have them up the day after.
That makes sense.
So we have to have them in the nursery and processing and things. And then poinsettias and stuff would come in at the same time.
And how many different kinds of Christmas trees do you sell?
Fraser fir, Nordman fir, Douglas fir, Noble fir, and Silver tip.
Okay.
So
Scotch pine.
No, Scotch pine. I hate Scotch pine.
What's the joke there?
Quickly.
The Scotch pine. Why don't get the
because it's the California Christmas tree, right? I mean, it's the only real pine Christmas.
No, Scotch pine they sell back east.
But I mean, for California though, it's the only one that really grows here in our mountains, right? Like, when you go cut your own Christmas tree farm in California.
I didn't know that Scotch pine grew in California. Maybe they do.
Yeah.
I didn't know
And that's the only one that you can go to, like, those cut-your-own Christmas tree farms.
Aren't those usually Monterey pine that they...
They do
like
live,
that?
And they do Monterey pines in live, and then they also do Alderica in live.
Right.
But most of the time when you go to those Christmas tree farms, it's the Scotch pine.
Well, the Scotch
pine. They're prickly pine.
Oh, so it's very hard to handle these.
And they don't
things.
Have straight trunks either.
No.
It's kind of a zigzag trunk. But in Michigan, that's always sold. And as a matter of fact, I was surprised when I came out here from Michigan.
That's all you sold in Michigan and coming from that country?
With Scotch pine.
Okay. Well, I don't think they have Noble.
No.
They don't.
They don't have those. It's not cold.
Well, this is.
Not cold.
This is
mountain.
40 years ago,
sure,
too.
I'm sure
so,
it's
I mean,
now.
Things have changed. Yeah, if you really want a prickly Christmas tree, get a Colorado spruce. But so where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, I was surprised when I came out to California how many trees were sold at garden centers out here.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the nursery that I worked at, and I worked at one of the smaller stores in the chain, we would get in 10,000 Christmas trees. And I came out here, and, you know, you'd get in maybe 200, 300. Yeah. And I remember that all our trees from 3 foot to 8 foot were the same price.
Didn't matter what you bought. Then,
yep. All $3.99.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was cheap. I remember as a kid, trees, my dad paid $25 for a tree. I'm like, man, that's expensive. Wow, yeah, $25.
Now you're getting close to 100, huh?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Water.
Yeah.
There's another question
about the vodka.
Yeah. Can you read it? Because I don't have it up on.
Yeah, it says, can you explain the vodka with the forced pepper white, please?
So we were talking about, first off, I'll explain forcing paper whites. Kind of like what we're talking about with the amaryllis, where when you force a paper white, you're not really growing it in a medium that's conducive to the plant. So this is either, you know, sometimes those just put paper whites in water, and you'll see the root systems grow in the water without rotting out the bulb. And then you'll see them growing it in rocks. And so it's forcing the plant to grow in some medium, but ultimately, the plant dies afterwards because there's no nutrients going back into the plant during this time frame. So at the end of the season, the plant is more or less dead. The bulb is more or less dead. The vodka, what you do is when you water, you put a little bit of vodka in there to go into the plant, which brings alcohol into the plant, which is going to stunt the growth, but then also give the veins a little bit more vigor, so to speak. We'll get to more after the
break.
More
about that after the break at 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. More questions on Facebook Live. We'll get to them. We have one more segment, coming up Tuesday with
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales off offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at GardenAmerica.com.
Back here at 51 minutes after the hour, it is Garden America final segment on this Saturday morning. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Also, Biz Talk Radio, questions, John at GardenAmerica.com. And for the most part, I've been talking bulbs for the past 30 minutes or so, Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger was going to tell us the secret to well-behaved paperwhites.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll just wrap up with this. Was the question on the paperwhites was, we mentioned adding some vodka to the paperwhites. And the alcohol doesn't have to be vodka, but, you know, the alcohol is...
Well, it does have to be an alcohol without sugars.
Oh, that's true.
Like you couldn't use beer because the sugars are going to be harmful to the plant.
Yeah, but you can use rubbing alcohol, too. People use that sometimes. And the alcohol stunts the growth, so the foliage is shorter, which allows the plant to not be so floppy as well. But then at the same time, the flower spike has a tendency to not grow as tall either, which doesn't allow it to flop over, which means that, you know, when you have those paper whites that you forced in rocks, some people put them in a row for like a centerpiece on their table or in a bowl or something of like that. What will happen is as they grow, they'll just start to fall over, and then they have to tie them up with something decorative to keep them up straight. Well, if you add the alcohol or the water to the water, and what do you put? Like almost just like a capful.
Well, if you're going to do it at home, here's what you do is you mentioned rocks. Sometimes people use marbles. Mm-hmm. Whatever you use in the bowl to hold the paper whites, put your paper whites in and then put in plain water the way you would normally do it. And then when the shoot, the green leaves come out and they're about 2 inches tall, then you dump out that water. And you replace the water with about a 5% solution of alcohol. And the way you do that, if you're using vodka, would be one part vodka to seven parts water.
Right.
And replace that.
And then that's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do.
Because then that's all the water they'll probably need through the whole rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
and again, if you forget, if you happen to be driving somewhere, listening to this on the radio, don't try to write it down.
Don't try to drink the vodka.
Yeah.
And don't try to make notes on your iPhone either. But you can Google that, because all over the internet are directions on how to do that.
Do you have any email questions, John? They've all been Facebook today.
Not a single one.
Not a single one. That is unusual.
Didn't you? Well, yeah. We do have Facebook questions. Yeah. Didn't you have one for me?
Yeah.
Didn't you have one?
The citrus question?
Yeah, there's a citrus question from Rick about if we're going to be selling fruit trees this year. And the short answer to that question, John, do you want to take it or do you want me to?
You can. Okay. I think he might also be referring to deciduous trees, which we've done in the past, especially since he's up in Oregon.
Yeah, but no, we're not going to be selling. And I have a disclaimer out there, because I'm a big fan of citrus fruit trees. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues that I'll tell people out there is that, as from a garden center owner standpoint, we've had a huge problem getting good selections and volumes of citrus this year. I don't know.
Is it this year?
Well, it's been for the past few years.
It's been a trend.
A trend. And I'm really scared for the industry, in the sense of what happens now is that people simplify their program. So they'll just do Washington Navel Orange, Valencia Orange, Bear's Lime, Meyer Lemon, Eureka Lemon. And we're losing that variety. So we're not finding, you know, for instance, what was that? The surprise. What was the avocado? Surprise?
Surprise?
Surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
S-I-R.
You know, a real neat avocado from Four Winds. Uh-huh. Right. Four Winds had that one. You know, there's all kinds of fruit out there that are really neat and exciting and fun. Mm-hmm. But we're not getting the selection
anymore.
The quality has
been less.
Well, and there's just a shortage especially on citrus, because you can't ship between counties, you can't ship between states.
There's so much regulation right now.
Right, and there's so few nurseries that are growing citrus anymore that you just can't get them, depending on what part of the state.
That's the long and the short of it then, Rick.
And also say, if there is anybody out there that has a surplus of just cash and land, and they want to start a citrus.
There you go. Cash and land.
I'll support you from my nursery.
Absolutely.
It always seems to me that if there's a way to make money, that somebody's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are getting out of a business, it's probably because it's not a good way to make money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
The common joke in the nursery industry is the only way to make a small fortune in the nursery industry is to start with a large one.
the old
buying a boat.
Takes money to make money, yeah. With the boat, the happiest day of your life is the day you buy a boat and the day you sell a boat. You know, exactly. Well, that's a shame. That doesn't bode well for the future.
No, and I really hope that something changes. I love the food aspect of it, because there are a lot of farmers markets now and a lot of people that are producing different food crops because they're unique and fun, and you're able to find them to some degree. But it's really hard to find them even on a medium-sized commercial scale right now. And so I hope that something changes in the near future where the citrus growers can get their quantities back up and then their selection back up.
You know what the next big thing is going to be in citrus, for citrus growing areas, is going to be the different colored finger limes. The yellows and the reds and the pinks and all those things, which are really big in Australia right now, but so far not so much in the U.S.
Probably because they can't get it here.
Yeah, they haven't been available.
Yeah,
I know in California that stuff has to be quarantined.
Yep.
Over at UC Riverside. Mm-hmm. And then citrus growers can get clean budwood from there.
But yeah, so no, we won't be selling
for all
trees.
Those reasons that we just mentioned.
Yeah. Tough.
Well, the deciduous trees are tough, too, because you have to take pre-orders, because we were shipping those bare root, and you have a real short window in order to sell them. But the nice thing about when we were able to do that is, as you said, we offered varieties you couldn't find anywhere locally. And there's so many cool varieties.
Yeah.
There was a book out called The Apples of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read that, Tiger? Or did you see the movie?
It was on my list.
The Apples of New York, the Big Apple. Right?
I'm trying to
think. Apple of my eye.
Trying to think. But it had several thousand varieties of apples.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, because that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it might not even be true.
Hey, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in to Facebook Live. Got to get some more podcasts up on Streaker. I'll put the link in on Facebook, and John will also include that link coming up soon in the newsletter. Go to our website, GardenAmerica.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Also, check out the itinerary for England. For the entire crew, of course, Tiger, John, myself, Brian. Thank you so much, Brandon. The guys back at Biz Talk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.